from Muff all the way right up to Killigordon, there have been a substantial amount of new houses and a lot of new people have moved in, and very welcome that is. And I think there's an opportunity for groups and clubs and sporting groups to tap into the new skills that have come into the area as well. So it's very much about assisting the groups and the clubs to help bring new people on board. One of the areas we'd be looking at, I suppose, is involving children and young children, parent-toddler groups and community play groups, whereby the child would be the common denominator. If we can facilitate even the local schools to profile themselves and make it known to the new people who've moved in there over the past decade that we have decent facilities here too that would help support the local schools and clubs as well, would be very beneficial.
Is there a chance here that this program could effectively take what could be a cause for tension and actually turn it into a community advantage?
Absolutely. I think, I mean, obviously, I would know myself and my past record over the last number of years that those houses were built in the border villages. There was a lot of tension in certain areas about how villages had quadrupled in size and the original community weren't too happy about that. Over the years that has settled, and with the current climate and future projections, people know they're not going to be any massive explosion of houses in the future. So therefore there is a community that has moved across the border that is essentially settled there now, strong links back with Northern Ireland, and that's fine, there's nothing wrong with that, but they do have families growing up as well, and they are looking around the local area that they now live in, and there is an opportunity for integration.